We've been spending a lot of time over the last couple of weeks at HPR looking at garbage, landfills, recycling, some other issues. You can find our series Trashing the Islands online at hawaiipublicradio.org or by way of our app at Hawaii Public Radio. We sent reporters to every major island, and as they've been looking at waste disposal, a common theme that's a big part of the story is also waste creation, what makes trash in the first place. And that takes you back to waste reduction and recycling, which goes beyond just tossing your beer can in a blue bin. HPR's Casey Harlow spent some time on Maui recently, and here's some of what he found.
So I'm just taking you to the northwest corner of the site just to give you an idea of scale.
Hawaii Materials Recycling takes up 10 acres next to Pi'ilani Highway in Kihei. Co-owner Pete Sullivan shows me how his operation reuses construction waste and materials. We drive around several large piles filled with concrete, asphalt, and rubble.
All of this stuff that you see had the potential to basically go one of three places. It could go to another construction site if someone had it to go to. It could go to the landfill, or it could be fugitively dumped. And that's very common here.
Hawaii Materials Recycling opened 2 years after the construction and demolition landfill in Ma'alaya closed in 2016. Building and demolition debris make up 14% of the waste now going into the Central Maui landfill, the island's major landfill. Sullivan's company takes this construction waste and crushes it to create materials that he can sell to contractors. Sullivan's company allows contractors to drop off certain types of waste, such as asphalt, and pick up new road-based material in one round trip. And that, he says, is highly valuable.
For the consumer, it just saves them tens of millions of dollars. This is avoided either in building the landfill cost, in trucking, in road wear and tear. It's fuel, it's emissions, it's the whole bit.
Meanwhile, on a farm near Waikapu, I meet Kiara Ryan of the Maui Huliau Foundation. The nonprofit started 10 years ago to educate Maui's children about the environment. 3 years ago, it added a trash diversion program called Green Events, working with organizers of conferences and other events to reduce their waste. Ryan is the foundation's program director.
We do this by diverting as much of the waste from the landfill as possible. And we can do this through reusing things like cups, utensils, even reusing plates. And then second down the line that's most important is composting. So finding out in the event, how much can we compost?
Ryan says her group also helps the hosts purchase the right green materials and attends the event to help participants sort their garbage.
So the kind of main purpose of this program is to help the community, help the businesses, help individuals see waste as a resource rather than as waste. Our average diversion is 80%. So 80% does not go to the landfill. It's used for compost or is recycled or is reused.
But Ryan says their mission goes beyond their work of diversion.
Our goal is to educate. And so in hopes that we keep doing these events, we get people adjusted and used to the process of diverting their waste from the landfill. And therefore, eventually, this is just going to be the norm.
The foundation's got a new program it's developing, working with local schools to teach students how to separate and reduce their trash, in hopes of educating the next generation about the advantages of both.
And Casey Harley joins us now with more on his story. Casey, we heard a couple of familiar themes in there, education and community, and that's something that you seem to hear elsewhere as well.
Yes, the Surfrider Foundation, I got in contact with Tim Lara of the Surfrider Foundation, and he actually pointed me to a bunch of different efforts and community organizations that are going on in Maui right now, and a lot of things that are in the pipe, I guess that they're going to be working out as well. But education seems to be the common theme of a lot of the recycling efforts and the reusing and the reduction waste reduction efforts that are going down in Maui County as well. One of the organizations that Tim told me about is currently working with schools, and they're planning on giving out water bottles to students and having these different water fountains, like the ones that you see at airports where you could put it underneath it fills up. Mm-hmm. So they're planning on maybe doing something about, just giving out water bottles to students and then having them just get their water that way and they can carry it all along with them during school, after school, things like that. They're also going to be, the Surfrider Foundation is also in the plan, in working on getting reusable water bottles into vacation rentals and into hotel rooms. And I sat down with him one morning at a coffee shop in Wailuku, and excuse the background noise, but it's a typical coffee shop, and he told me this.
Coming up this year, we'll be looking at ways to minimize the use of plastic water bottles from our visitor industry, so trying to get the messaging out to them before they come, and work with vacation rentals properties to have reusable water bottles in their units, as well as a filter on the tap, and encourage them to do that instead. And that's something that nationwide more hotels have been taking, you know, lead role in, so if we can get some hotels to do that here as well, that'd be great.
And another thing that he pointed out is that Maui and Hawaii in general aren't at the forefront of these efforts. I mean, you see these things, these programs happening on the West Coast, the East Coast, even in the Midwest. And so he's hoping that, you know, bringing these ideas to Hawaii and Maui County will further the efforts as well. And I mean, it goes way beyond just the reusable water bottles as well. It's also about, and the visitor industry as well, it's also about residents and everyday activities. And he had this to say as well.
Small changes make huge impacts. If everybody stopped drinking water out of plastic water bottles, that is a huge impact right there. There's no reason in today's world that you should be drinking out of a plastic water bottle or a to-go cup from your coffee shop, right? Get a reusable coffee cup. You know you're gonna drink coffee every day. Put it in a reusable cup, wash it, get a couple of them, right? Same thing with your stainless steel water bottle. There's literally no excuse for that. And the small changes that we all take individually will have huge impacts when you're looking at a million people doing it, right?
And this also is echoed by Maui County as well. They have a division that is also handing out reusable bags, reusable utensil sets, and water bottles at community events, community, county fairs, things like that. And the county is also pursuing that, and that was in my first piece as well. But it seems kind of like when you go hand in hand with what the county's efforts and the community's efforts, it seems like it's going to hopefully make a big difference.
And that idea, as he was talking about, of small changes and incrementally and getting broader participation in that, of a realization, it really does seem to start with that education and then moving on to making use of that education. And visitor industry, yeah, big part of that.
Yeah, exactly. And he also mentioned that, you know, when you make things easy for people, like if you just don't give them a choice, or if you give them, like, two very clear choices, they will do the one that will probably be the moral good, you know, what will ultimately be the best option.
But it sure doesn't hurt to help folks along.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't give them a choice, they're going to do it.
Encouraging that shifting consumer behavior. All right. Casey Harlow, thank you.
Thank you.
You can find Casey's latest stories on trash and our whole series, Trashing the Islands, online at hawaiipublicradio.org.